On a heart walk, you'll tap into the wisdom, messages, and insights that nature is constantly giving us around an intention that you set. Now, the intention can be absolutely anything. However, it is usually around something that is important to you. For example, it could be a relationship problem, a career direction, or a financial constraint. Your intention could also be just to connect more deeply with nature. I find the best intentions are something that is important to you, that is on your mind a lot, and is still unresolved. So the first step of the heart walk is to get clear on your intention for the day. I find the more energy you put into setting your intention, the clearer the answers you receive from nature will be. Most people have an immediate sense of what their intention will be, of something they want clarity about. However, the idea is to get this intention down into one sentence. The clearer the intention, the clearer the messages you receive from nature. What I've found is that when people first start thinking about their intention, there are a lot of ideas floating around within their minds. There's usually vague ideas and concepts that perhaps aren't very clear. So the first stage of the heart walk is to get these loose concepts clear. The way to do that is to take your heart walk journal and start writing out your intention for the heart walk. So simply just start writing about something you want clarity on, of something important to you that is on your mind a lot and is still unresolved. At the end of your writing, you may have jotted down a couple of pages of notes around the intention that you want to set. I find getting my intention down on paper makes the problem a lot clearer because I can literally see it in front of me. However, I also find that if I leave the journal entry for a few hours, come back and read over it, that the intention becomes even clearer the second time around. After reading over my intention, what I then do is make a summary of the words I've written. Then I summarize the summary and summarize that again until I whittle the entire journal entry down to just one sentence. This does take some time to do, however, it makes you become very clear around an issue that is important to you. Once you have this down into one sentence, then it's a good idea to form it into a question. The reason for that is because you'll be asking a question both of nature and your heart, and then listening for the answer. Personally, I find both what and how questions work well. For example, what is the next step to take in my career? How can I solve the problem with my neighbour? What can I do to connect more deeply with nature? How can I get my work out there more effectively? If there are a number of pressing areas of life alive for you, then it does work to bring a number of intentions on your heart walk. Again, it is good to put energy into setting your intention by spending the time to make the journal entry about your intention, and then getting your journal entry, and therefore intention, down into just one sentence. I'm not sure exactly why putting energy into your intention brings about more clarity to the answers nature gives you. However, it is like an energy is set up. It's like by putting energy in that nature rearranges itself in order for you to discover the answers she is wanting to discover with you. It's like the deepest truth of your inner self gets a light shone on it, and it is reflected back to you through nature. When you write your intention or question down into a notepad, it also releases the energy out into the world so that you don't have to have it sitting within your own mind. You release your intention to the universe to solve for you. This is done through nature, through the messages and symbols nature gives you on your heart walk.